off for 7 weeks ago with the Gemara statement in Pesach and Kulah that women, that Hakol Olim in the Yeshiva, that anyone can get an Aliyah, a filu katan, a filisha, even a minor woman who are not obligated to get the Kulah, which is the filu here is because it's so exceptional, it's really an exceptional case, as on the special dispensation. Avol Amru Chachamim, what the rabbis say, Isha lo tikach, a woman should not read from the Torah, but make kavod tzedakah, because of the honor of the community. And what we're attempting to do is to go through the sources and see where else kavod tzedakah is mentioned, to get an idea about what this kavod tzedakah might mean, what are the rules of kavod tzedakah, and see how it applies to women getting on the yacht. And over the past 2 weeks, we've surveyed approximately 5 cases where Kavanat Tzibur is mentioned. The first case was a case in the Katan going up by himself to Dukhan, the community. Or in the same breath, the Gemara says, or a Gadol Kaya, or an adult whose clothing is in tatters, he also can't Dukhan, nor can he serve as the Shaliyat Tzibur for the Zarek Hashatz. And the reason given there is for the honor of the community. You cannot, not supposed to roll a Sefer Torah and make the community wait while you're rolling. And that's also because of Kavanat Tzibur. You're not supposed to skip from place to place in the Torah, also for the honor of the community. But I don't know. You're not supposed to read from Chumashim. And there's the text here.
Is this the same class?
Yes, it is. You're not supposed to read from Chumashim, that is a fifth of the Torah, even if it's kosher, that fifth is written as a kosher Sefer Torah. You're not supposed to read it in the Tzibur. You're not supposed to make the community wait while you undress the sets of the shul up. You're not allowed to appoint a minor, that's not correct, a major, but who's not a full beard. It's not considered a bala bas, a mature adult. That's from the age of 13 to approximately 20. You're not appointing him as a permanent chazan for the community. And the final case we learned was the reading of the Torah and the Megillah should be done standing if you're reading for the community because of covenants of the community. But as we were going through and analyzing these different cases, we saw a couple of interesting things. One thing we learned is that covenant tzibur in general is a din l'chatchila. That's how normatively we're supposed to act. If we get into a situation of an e-efshah, then we have no choice, generally speaking, Kavanat Tzibur set aside. You allow the service to go on. There's no individual who can serve as a regular Baal Tefillah for the community, and you as a result not going to be able to daven, then you can appoint them. If you have no good choice and you have to roll the Sefer Torah because you only have one Sefer Torah, then they go ahead and go. In each case, we set aside the Kavanat Tzibur consideration. There's one case we didn't, and I mentioned that was special. That is, if you only have a fifth of a Sefer Torah, you can't be even if it's a Kavanat Tzibur. And the reason there is given because Chazal wanted to force you to buy a Sefer Torah. Wanted to make you feel so bad that the community would go ahead and get themselves a Sefer Torah. Excuse me?
Is there a
correct. Yes, yeah, right. If anything's problematic in Sefer Torah, we gotta fix it. We don't want to puzzle Sefer Torah, we say, even though the post can say the Pasul Sefer Torah is because of Kavanat Tzibur, then generally speaking, we don't allow you to read from that Sefer Torah. There's a lot of discussion about it. That's the general rule. I think it should also be clear that covenant sefer is not a concept that can be thrown around, and it does not apply to all communal roles. For instance, we saw that a pores al shma, even though he's a tatter, since he does it from his seat, can, even though he's picheyach, he can do it. Even though he's representing the community in that service, but since he does it from the middle of the community around him, I'm allowed. You can't simply throw, it's not every role. It's only roles in which you're in the eye of the community. Like you're invited to read from the Sefer Shalit, or you stand from the community of Covenant Sefer. But for instance, a Maturgaman we saw, you're just a translator. Even though you're paid, you can be Maturgaman. Even you can be Kare Salashma. There's Kefir. Okay? So, I think people throw the term Covenant Sefer around freely. Have to be careful. It doesn't apply. It has to be particular roles in which you're doing things for. Now we come to a very fascinating question. And that is, we saw that by every covenant sefer, except for one, if there's one, there are the other. But as of all the cases we saw, we said that covenant sefer is set aside in a bedieven case. Well, now let's ask. When it comes to women not getting aliyah because of covenant sefer, we still don't know what covenant sefer is and why it's required. But if I should ask you, can a woman, if something happened bedieven, now we already know that bedieven can be bedieven or shatat chak. What is bedieven? Bedieven means they went ahead and did it. The gabbai is an amaretz, and he didn't know that women normally shouldn't get aliyah. And he calls a woman up for an aliyah, and she gets up, and she makes a bracha, and then some guy walks and says, what is she doing up there? Well, we're not supposed to get aliyah, but she's already made her bracha. We're already in the swing of the aliyah. What do I do in that situation? Case one. Or case two, suppose we're under a system, you know, where there is no Baal Korei, and each person, like in the Tehillim, to the Sefer, and everybody gets up, makes their own aliyah, right? Well, suppose there's nobody else who knows how to read. You know, maybe you have maybe there's nobody else who knows how to read the book. Maybe you have one man and only knows how to read a little bit. And you have the rest are women. Can you call a woman up? That's a bedieven case, that's a shaka chak case. Can you do it? The argument is, after all, by every other covenant sefer you set it aside, it was bedieven or shaka chak, so there was no problem. Why should this be any different? Okay, so that's the case. That's the question. And it's not such a strange question, since we know by bedieven and shaka chak, in every case but one, it's a covenant sefer set aside. So let's look at source number 16. There's a big bottom of page 15. Okay. So let's start off with the machmirim, those who were stringent, and seem to maintain that when it said, "Avon isha lo tikra mishum kavarat zibur." What does that mean? It's not an exclamation. It's a psak. Isha lo tikra, because of covenant sefer. And it's absolute. Let's see how the Rambam says it. The Rambam doesn't start off the Gemara like hakolu l'minyan shiva afilu isha, but Chazal said isha lo tikra. The Rambam says chad v'chalak, straight to the point. Isha lo tikra b'tzibur mitnei covenant sefer. Rambam says like a clear psak, a woman should read because of covenant sefer. Let's see what the Masa Rokeach says. Masa Rokeach, Rabbeinu katav kitsu hadin, the isha lo tikra mitnei covenant sefer. In Cain, asar l'dam. That's how the Masa Rokeach understands the Rambam. Turn the page, source number 70. I felt that if the Rambam meant to say that this is a case, if the Rambam had said, "Hakol olam said I called Olinimian Shiva, right? But because of covenant symbol, that's no different. Let's say you really, that it sort of implies that the woman, if you say sharp, you should shouldn't get it because of covenant symbol. Seems to suggest that that's the reason to ask her. Although even there I could argue. I could say, covenant seeker is covenant seeker. I know the rules of covenant seeker. Don't tell me. Every other place in covenant seeker, do you ever care? But one could well argue, no, I'm saying, Isha lo tala at all because of covenant seeker. Once you say, Hakol Olin and Ninya Shiva, it implies that there is some validity to the belief. Some validity. The fact that it said sharp, briefly, seems to be right, but there's no validity to the argument. Let's see what the Chaim is on the door. We'll get to them in a second. Let's look at the Ish Matzliach. Ish Matzliach is a Svardi posek in the previous generation. He makes his father's Isha lo tikra betzibur makeup betzibur. Afilu ha'idna deshatz kovay. Even nowadays, where the shatz reads, where she doesn't read, the hatam ktani avol amru chachamim Isha kloma shegazru she'ena ola. He learns it, Abel Amru Chacham, that's a Gzeira. Lechach afilo nishtana haminag, lo yishtana hadin shalom taleb eminag. Even though custom may change, the din is the same. Shalom taleb eminag, she doesn't count for as one of the seven. The imi kola hashatz achshav, yitku la roka. It will be a mistake to have a genoa. There's a sheet here. Seems to understand it, but also that Abel Amru Chachamim means that's the Gzeira. Rav Nevazam and Nechemya Goldberg, who's considered one of the leading poskim in more Dati Lumi circles, writes his father. The Rambam lo katav et lashon ha-Gemara. The Rambam didn't write the language of the Gemara. Umizem nireh shema she'amru isha lo tikra betorah. Who isu gomu? Hashem ro hakol olin the minyan shiva, which the Gemara says hakol olin lo ba lo mashiyish ofanim shish. Not to imply that there are cases in which a woman really could get aliyah. Therefore, I have to establish the base. That's therefore you might think that the Gemara is trying to establish the basic validity of a woman getting aliyah. But lechatchila she shouldn't get. Then I said nah. Hagimara ba lo ma the Talmud Gemara. Why they asked it? The reason why a woman can't get an aliyah is not because she's not chaya. How do I know that? Because of cover. Cover is also Ela mishum cover at Sibur. There's a different reason why she shouldn't get an aliyah, and that's because of cover at Sibur. Benafka mila magad cotton. The difference is the cotton. Sha'af she'en lo chaya. Mikol makom ala. Even though he's not obligated, he can still get an aliyah. Okay? So this group of poskim seems to imply, so far, that a woman can't get aliyah at all. Let's look at this Sefer Mitzvah Gadol, the Sman, and he comes in, you'll see how I bring him in, he comes in from really left field. He's really formally not talking about Kriyas HaTorah, he's talking about Mekum Mekila. You'll see in a second, and you'll see how I learn him, he also clearly holds in this school. And the Sman is considered a Rishon. Okay. The Masa Rokeach is a very early Akron, and it may be the Masa Rokeach's Rishon too. I think it's the Masa Rokeach's Rishon. In any case, that's another slide. The Af Al Gav, the Nashim Chayav Mikra Megillah. Okay, we learned this. There's a fundamental machlokes whether women have the same obligation for men as men do. And generally speaking, we say that it breaks down into two schools. One school is the Sephardi school, with Rashi and the Rambam, that women are obligated equally with men, and therefore can be mitzvah. Then there's the Bav Halachot Gedolot school, that makes a distinction that men have a higher obligation, and that they're obligated in Kriya, and while women have a lower obligation called Shmiya. We talked about this, really, what this means. It means that the women have a lesser obligation. Because they're only obligated because of Afe Nayyu Botor Nes, even though it's in Mitzvah Tasei Shezem.
The Smak has a third position. His position is that women are obligated equally with men, and yet nevertheless can't be Mosir. That's a third position.
And what does he say? Let's read what he says.
The Af Al Gav, the Nashim Chayavot B'Mikra Megillah, Einan Mosiyot Esav.
Va'al Kishivim in your Hanukkah. Don't ask me in your Hanukkah.
Where women too are chayavot equally with men, and women can be motzi men.
Damrina beperv men nadikim diisha madleket mashma achlotzi diisha madleket. The word implies that a woman can be madlek near Hanukkah and be motzi her husband and all the members of her household.
The shining mikra megillah shehu kemo kriyat haTorah, because mikra megillah is like kriyat haTorah. L'chach eina motziya es ha'ish.
Therefore, she can't be motzi a man.
V'af al pi shiyish dvavim shekilu b'megillah yotam
e'kotot. Even though there are things in which Mikra Megillah is more lenient than Torah is concerned, and also the altars of halachos and its preparation.
V'zeh lo d'ki. In this matter, they did not be major.
Okay? So the implication seems to be that she can't be at all because she can't be motzi the community.
And look, if you read the Eliyahu Mizrahi and the Limud Chayil and the Mefarshim on the Sman, they say Mishum Betam Shneim that they cover the tzibur, because they're both the cover the tzibur, just as she wished. Just where is he learning that a woman can't be motzi man from the Kamegula? In the Kamegula?
Yes.
Just as she can't be given aliyah, the most in the community from Kriyas HaTorah, so too,
and otherwise the whole thing doesn't make sense,
so too, by Mikra Megillah, she can't go up and read for the community.
Read for men.
Okay? So the Smak seems also to hold clearly that a woman can't get aliyah at all.
That's what's, yes.
I think he means that even though
the minhag of reading,
I think he's talking about the fact that there's a bal koreh. Even though now there's a bal koreh, you might think it's about reason to be lenient, but it hasn't changed. Well, it can't go, because I said that's what it is.
So
he
says here that Isha Hayevet
No, not the Torah.
No, I know, but
the Gila, he says for the same reason it's covenant seeker. It's covenant seeker. So you understand covenant seeker? Asana won't come to you from getting another woman. There's no ground in the woman.
But not the reading for other women.
Well, Chris told her she can't. She can't. She's not even going to the woman. The Gila, she can. She could read for the woman. Alrighty. That's one school. But
then there's another school.
Who holds this covered tzibur by a woman ain't no different than the covered tzibur in all the other cases. Let's see some really fascinating cases. Okay, and I would say that the consensus, the poskim of the achronim is like this in the Jews. Although you have some prominent poskim in the Machmir school, they are some kind of old in our time. I would argue that the majority of poskim disagree. And let's see what they say. The Avigraham brings a very fascinating halacha. The Katata of Naomi Rottenberg, okay, he's also one of the later Rishonim. Ir Shekula, the Tshuva, Ir Shekula, city that's made up. It seems very strange, but we're told throughout Jewish history, this case comes up time and time again. The sentence that we're going to walk on, Ir Shekula Kohen, Ve'en Va Yisrael Kla. Okay? Ve'lo Nashim, Ve'lo Katan,
and they have neither Israelites, nor women, nor children,
Lo Yikru Batonah Kohen.
Now, it would
seen from his, he says, they only have this Kohen, right? So they'll have Kohen, what's the problem? Kohen can get Kohen, you also get Levi, but after that you gotta stop. So you won't fulfill the Takana, right? And if the Kohen get third of the years, it's like a Pagan, it's a and there are no women there, and no children there. Shouldn't be involved. What is he implying? Aha! There were women they could! Right? Yira Mitvarav says Yara Adyudam, let's see from his words. She in Yeshem Nashim Okatan, the Kohen Kohe, Pamayim, a Kohen gets the first of the young. The Shub Yikru Nashim Okatan, Shakol Mashlim Nimimimimimim. This is a Beyediyevike, this is a Shat at Chakis. You have no choice. If you don't do it, you won't be able to leave. So if there are women, Kohen get the first two aliyah, the women get next five. That's right, because it's because it's Beyediyevike Shat at Chakis. This is in line with all the other cases of Covenant Sefer. You have no choice. You roll the Sefer Torah. You have no choice. You know, you do whatever's necessary, because it's only Covenant Sefer. Let's see the Beit Yosef, okay? This is Beit Yosef Karo, who brings this in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch, and I have there, at the end of that line, the Chemuva B'Darkei Moshe Aruch, the Darkei Moshe, the commentary of Ramah to the tour, he also brings this case. The Kotev Ram David Abraham B'Tzivat HaKol, Yavei Ir Shukul HaKol, in the Nir Medivri Haram, Rami Goldberg, the Im Yesham Nashim Oktanim, the Kohen Kohen Papayim, ושוב יקרו נשם או קטנים שהכל נשלו במניין זיין. וכן כתב רבי ירוחם, רבי ירוחם זה also a ראשון. Says the same thing? Okay, so now we're getting a battery of ראשונים on the other side. ושבת התובת סטוקו משפט, again, one of the early אחרונים, איש על התקרה בציבור, הוא מחתחילה, מפני כבר הציבור. So the Yaakov ended, 1700s, also makes it very clear, women getting aliyah, there's only a day, but the Yaakov, you have no choice, or you know, what happened, it's all right, Mishka. Okay, let's now look at Rabbi Yaakov, and it's, that was stuck in Mishka, let's now see Rabbi Yaakov ended. He says something absolutely fascinating. So, Ishalo Tikra Mishum Kavanat Sefer. We'll see something later in the story. But here, on this case, on the Gemara, in his commentary to Masechet Megillah, and then he repeats it again in his commentary to the Torah, Ishalo Tikra Mishum Kavanat Sefer Nireh. Dahainu Eichat Efshar. That's where it's possible. That's the Hatchila a priori. The Reisha Maira. When is the Gemara says what? Hakol olim l'minyan shiva, filu isha, filu kod, mabel amru chachamim, isha lo talim l'kama kavad et sivu. He says, the ratio which is hakol olim l'minyan shiva, why is it important, says Rabbi Yaakov, for the Gemara to establish what the basic halach is? Why is it relevant at all? If a woman can't get an aliyah, a woman can't get an aliyah. Why tell me that theoretically a woman, why is it important for the Gemara? This is ratio ma'ir b'daleka shiva. Bahani Yud, within the ten that made up the minyan, there aren't seven who know how to read. The mitzvah, the Reisha Maira, render that the two lines at the bottom of 76, okay? The Reisha Maira, the delay to Shiva, the ratio which says that a woman can get an aliyah theoretically, is talking about a case where you don't have seven. Amongst the ten needed to establish the minyan, the Bekiyah and the Kay who know how to read. The Isha Bekiyah, there is a woman who knows how to read. The Lo Sagi Belo Dida, that you don't have, that's not enough without her. So therefore you call her up because she knows how to read, the other men don't know how to read. And I want you to know when Rabbi Yosef, when he's discussing this Gemara, in his commentary to Shachar, he's discussing this Gemara,
He says, why does it say a color only dominion? Shiva, why does it say, theoretically, it should have said, women can't get a leave. Why is wife troubled to go? He says, the Zav Yaakov Emden says, because the Diana, the Rishasakhan, the woman can't get a leave. Now here, on the Tosefta. Okay, now let's go back to see the language of the Tosefta. Turn back to page 11, it says 11, source 37. Just so we know what we're saying, okay? The Gemara says, I call it the Minyan Shiva, right? The Tosefta doesn't say that. The Tosefta starts in Halacha Yud, at the end of Halacha Yud Aleph, okay? Very last line. Ve'hakol ol in the Minyan Shiva, with me? 37 on the third line. Vakol ol in the minyan shiva, afilu isha afilu katan, ein mevien et ha'isha likot b'rabim. If you don't bring a woman to read in public. So now let's go back to source 77. So in this language, which just seems a little obscure, you don't bring a woman to read. So let's see, with the Minchat Bikurim, which is one of the classic commentaries to the Tosefta, writes as follows. Ein mevien et ha'isha ach sh'ola l'minin ha'kui mikom akom lo tikva l'chatchila b'tzibur l'bnei kovar ha'tzibur. You say, what ein mevien means, a language of, you don't bring her l'chatchila. Ein mevien, he says, that's mikom akom lo tikva l'chatchila. The Chasdei David, another of the classic commentaries on the Tosefta, reads as spicy as follows. V'nira dal kol panim im olta lo tikva. If she, for some reason she got up there, right? If she got up there to lane, she doesn't go down. Holalu midina ola lamin. Because really, the chat mitzad adin, she can get an olta. Utvei mash mihachem aloshem atosefta shereh. It sounds really like that from the language of the Tosefta. Ein mevina de'isha l'kod. You don't bring her, right? You don't bring her, call her up. And then it says, to lay. Ha'olta me'asma, she came up by herself. Ho'il ve'eino ela l'pnei kavar etzibur. But since it's only because of kavar etzibur, he asked me if they didn't call her up, how did she go up there? She owes the shul. She didn't ask anybody else. Who's the president? Husband's the rabbi.
Not right there.
She gets up and leaves. She's a guy, guys, this is crazy. She gets up and leaves. She gets up, makes a brach and leaves. She didn't ask anybody. I'm at it, guys. We're reading. Okay, what are the cases? He says, all right, so it's not Lachatchila, but it's the B'diavad. She did it. Do me something. Okay? When was what? Has the W in some? You never thought you'd hear something. Okay, Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so that's why somebody, you know, people have heard me, I've discussed this in the Kiddush or some of that, people heard me say, no, it's not so bad. It's not the major. Judaism will not rise and fall, whether women can get a loose, even though the rabbinic establishment seems to think it does. I'm not saying it's normative, but we'll get into cases of, you think this race, just wait for the next question. You see, a woman can get an aliyah. It's not, but the other, I'm saying it's formative. Okay. By the way, I hope you realize when she goes up and gets the leaves from the sacred tongue, she touches the sacred. Not clear to anybody. I mean, this issue about women only touching the sacred tongue is so foreign. Doesn't make sense. Nobody and says, no, a woman can't get a leave because she can't touch the sink. What you're asking me is about tolerating the people. Is that what you're asking? Okay, so this, we already saw that this, that one view, we'll come back to this question again. That's the issue. She was saying, what you're saying is if there's a Balkari, then this never becomes an issue. Well, okay, so, no. We're moving, right? We're drawing more and more information, and then we'll ask all of you to pass for the Shaila. We'll see whether you can or not. If we have enough information. At some point, you'll know as much as I do. 79. Okay, we'll keep loud. This is the Shulchan Aruch. There's something in the Shulchan Aruch. I keep giving you the Shulchan over and over and over again. There's something I skipped. Okay. A good teacher never tells his students the whole truth. He gives them the information that he needs. But now I'm giving you the whole truth. No. A piece of the puzzle that comes in right now. I call Olam the Minyan Shiva, Firu Isha the Kakin Shiyodela Min the Vodkin. I will unruh call an Isha lo Tikra Betsibra the Bnei Kavar and Sibra. Ago. Now comes the additions of the Ramah. And in the additions of the Ramah, he says several things, but one of the things he says is, Vidin Eved Kanani, what's the status of a demi-Jew? What's a demi-Jew? An Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani has undergone a conversion, partial. He's kind of in mitzvah like a woman. There's certain things a woman has more mitzvah, certain things less than a woman has kedusha of Yisrael, he does not have kedusha of Yisrael. Proof of the matter is that she can marry a Jew, but he can't. Because a woman, number of mitzvah doesn't tell you anything about the kedusha. The din eved kenani, kidin isha, that do what? That he can what? His status is like a woman. That what? I don't know yet. Hold on. Let's read the next paragraph and you'll tell me then what. Avo in imo mi Yisrael mutar lalo. But if his mother is a Jew, he can get an aliyah. Because if his mother's a Jew, he's a Jew. I mean, I almost don't understand the sentence. How could he ever be an Eved Kanani, right? His mother's Jew can't be an Eved Kanani. The point of the matter is that the point, but what's relevant here is the din Eved Kanani, kedin isha means what? That he can't get an aliyah. He can't get an aliyah because of why? Because of kavod. Please try to remember. Now, there's a big machlokus in the Achronim. There are a lot of articles in Shat, this from Ramah. What is it? It says, the din eved kanani kedin isha, what is it? Pashut Shat. Is he has the same din as an isha, that he can't get an aliyah. Why? Because of covenant seeker. But if his mother's a Jew, there's no covenant seeker because he's a Jew. Now, right off the bat, this begins setting off alarms. What could covenant seeker be? According to the pshat that I just told you, it can't be anything having to do with gender. If the analysis I told you now is correct, it can have nothing to do with gender because an Eved Kanani is male. And that might be, that's not the only possible interpretation of covenant seeker. Just hold this piece of information in abeyance for a while because it's a very critical piece of information. No, most of you don't. We don't yet know what covenant seeker is. We don't yet know what covenant seeker is. Aruch HaShulchan, look at the Aruch HaShulchan. U'Yerushalmi Megillah Ita the Eved Ola L'Minyan Shiva. Yerushalmi Megillah says that an Eved does get an Aliyah. The Katav Rabbeinu HaRamah, the Dino Kisha, Rabbeinu Ramah wrote that his status is like a woman. Toma Shenachat Chila Lo Yalem Mechnei Kavod HaTzibur. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying it explicitly.
in a gig. Now, I should be honest with you, there are other interpretations. Those other interpretations don't make sense. Okay? I don't know how we'll talk about it later. Right now, why did I bring it here? Because he says what? Klomar sheh lechatchila lo yala bepnei kavanat tzibur. Because remember, he's got a problem. The Yerushalmi says the what? That an eved can be oreh. So what is the Aruch HaShulchan say? He says, no, that's b'dieved in the oreh. Like a woman, the fact that the eved. Lechatchila, says the Rav Moshe. Now, so now we have here, so if I should ask you, and this of course, if I should ask you, can a woman get an aliyah? B'dieved. You'd answer that there's a minority opinion, made of some say it's the Rambam, the Rokeach, Pshat, and the Rambam, Menachem Yisrael Ben Goldenberg's Pshat, and the Rambam, Yishmat Sliach, that they hold no. When the Chesed said, I will Amru Chacham and Yisholot Talet, that's a Zera. The women don't get a Zera. However, the vast majority of Achronim and some Rishonim clearly hold that b'dieved, a woman can get an aliyah. But this covenant tzibur is no different than any covenant, any other covenant tzibur. There's a case where of Sefer Torah, that's special. That's the unique case. You have a case of an apostle Chazal said, the shumpan in the open, you can't read. That's because they did it on purpose. They did it to make it an answer. Alright? But that's the only thing. For a woman getting aliyah, she can get aliyah too. Now comes a real pitch. Can a tzibur be mochel on its kavod? Now, we say it's kavod, not tzibur. Suppose the tzibur comes along and says, I mochel on my kavod. Now, we already saw that there are poskim that a tzibur can be mochel on its kavod. We saw one case where it was formally discussed, right? We saw it by Glila. Glila, where there was no choice, they only have one Sefer Torah. And the question is, should we roll or not? We saw three different reasons why you can go ahead and roll. One reason was Covenant Tzibur versus, listen to Kriyas Torah. Covenant Tzibur's not that important. So it's fourth. We don't ask the Kinyan, we force them. Other view was the what? That Kavanat Tzibur is only l'chatchila. In any b'dieved case, it doesn't exist. Chazal only mitaken Kavanat Tzibur l'chatchila, not b'dieved. And what was the third view? The third view is in the pinch. We assume the Kavanat Tzibur is mochel on its kavod. So this third view clearly holds that a tzibur, since it's the honor of the community, a community can be mochel on its kavod.
Which is my special thing. And he asked me, Abba, can I sit? You see, I said, yeah.
Hebrew says, I know the Chazal presumed that we waver covenant. We don't want to waver. We don't want to waver covenant.
Can I waver covenant?
That's the question.
The
question is, can they waver their covenant with a wave of the hand? That's exactly the question. That's exactly the question. How much is the covenant theirs to waver? I mean, does he need a good reason, or he just need a follow? All right. It's a very, very interesting question. Now, let me give you, however, one counterexample. Remember we had the problem of a child, not child, a kid between 13 and 18. And when we analyzed the question, can you appoint a kid under 18, under 20, to be a regular cosmic thinking. He said, no. The Aruch HaShulchan said that if there would be no davening going on in this community, because they didn't have, and he said, this is a rare case, he says, rare. If they didn't appoint him, there would be no going dominant in this community. Yeah, that'd be good. That's a pretty extreme case to the case where the tzibra has a little difficulty, so they appoint him. Suppose you have a person, let me give you for a second. Suppose you have a kid, a person, an adult who doesn't have a great voice. Doesn't have a good voice at all. In fact, he has no voice. And he'll be your shiur tzibur, and you have this beautiful case. 16 seems like an angel. 13 seems. And that's the thing. You can't appoint him. You have somebody in the community to doubt, and you take him. Even if he croaks like a frog. What? They are. The Aruch HaShulchan said it was very rare. I agree with them nowadays. Yes, there are. Especially when it comes to Rosh Yom Kippur. But Rosh Yom Kippur, we can argue that that's not a regular appointed chazan. That's a one-shot deal. And one-shot deals, even if it's for 3 days a year, that's still not a permanent chazan. Rosh Yom Kippur always is a major problem. And B'didi Habi Uvda, it happened to me that they wanted me, I was 18 years old, back in his 19. But in any case, there were a lot of people who objected to my davening for the Amrit because I was so. But they really had nobody else to daven. And the rabbi said, yeah, but I'm going to daven. I'm going to daven. Anyway, the fact that it's not a trivial halakha problem. They couldn't appoint me at 19 to be a regular chazan. Although I would have. But anyway, let's go back. This is the question, however. This is a really a lollapalooza of a question, because if that really opens up the Pandora's box, if the community has a right to control its government zebra as it seems fit. Let's see what the box is. And it all comes down to the question of appointing a minor as the regular chazan in the community, because the implication of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be that you can't, unless it's dire circumstances for that. The aim of mani mele mishin et malei skano, says the Bach, ulefi aniyud dati nireh. The lo mahane mechilat tzibur doesn't help the tzibur to be mochel. The ein perush mepnei kavanat tzibur, because it doesn't seem that the interpretation of kavanat tzibur, well, he's the most stringent position. Shehu kineged kfodam lefnei bnei adam, that it's against, they're talking about their personal cover, the communal personal cover, Shetol Ilbon Mechilat HaTzibur. That would help for them to be Mocha on their Kavod. It's their Kavod. Like a father can be Mocha on his Kavod, a Rebbe can be Mocha on his Kavod. So the community can be Mocha on its Kavod. Ela Perusho, She'en Zeh Kavod HaTzibur, it's not from the Kavod HaTzibur. She'ishlechu Lefanav Yud'aleh, Mi She'en Lo HaDafan. It's not proper, not the honor of the community, they should sin in front of God. Someone who doesn't have hadrat panim, who doesn't have, you know, a nice look, a mature look about it, lahalitz al hatzibur, to argue their case, the case of the tzibur before the Creator. The achlef neva salva damein shochem lahalitz al hatzibur, because even in regular communal matters, you wouldn't send a tzitzik to go argue your case in front of the king. Afilu mechachem gadol, even if he's a very bright kid. Ella in Cain who bought Surah, unless he looks acceptable, mechubed. V'yesh lo hadrat panim, and he has a full beard. Shinit malis kano, his beard. Kol shekin lefnei melech, machin lachem akon. Well, certainly he wouldn't do such a thing if I'm a kano boko. The lefi ze in makom klal omar, the mahani lemanoto, that there's no place whatsoever to say that you can point him as a shliach tzibur, kishalatzu atzibur lechorakom, tzibur was the mocha on its cover. Eladav el pashut, kibet shikach, tiknu chachamim, dechashu lechavad atzibur, tzibur chazal said, because kavad atzibur, ein v'yad, tzibur lechorakom. Here, I could accept this position, but I certainly couldn't generalize another case. Because being a shaliach tzibur, I can understand you can't have success. Because he's arguing your case in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You wouldn't do it before it's before earthquake, and you wouldn't do it before the heavenly.
What?
If you have nobody else, and there won't be any davening at all, yes. But that's sort of a continuous temporary situation. It's not a permanent situation. And if the only way you can keep this kid down is by making first the opportunity to do it there. But that's an extreme dire circumstance. But stam, because you want the kid, you think he's cute, or you like his voice, that's not a reason to point the kid in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu can do with folky voices. He would not be happy with your display of dishonor to send it to him. So that's why somebody says the Bach, he can't send a kid to do a man's job. He doesn't stop. The Bach now goes on one further. Vitu, furthermore, says the Bach, the in came, if my analysis is true up to here, kol ani takanot shetukmu chachamim b'pnei kavod hatzibur. All cases of kavod hatzibur are not up to the community's discretion. Shelo l'glol sefer Torah b'tzibur, v'chein isha lo tikra b'tzibur b'nei kavod hatzibur. Right? U'pocheach lo yisav kapot d'gnayu l'tzibur, that a kid person in tatter shouldn't bless the community. Because it's not kavod hatzibur. V'chein katan lo yisav kapot, and a minor shouldn't bless the community. Shein kavod hatzibur liyot kufin lepiachato, that they should be subjugators, subservient to his blessing. Im ata omer shevashayim, you see that a community at its wing can be mochel in king Yohimu, the takanot on klut. Chazal would not have helped with the takanot of kavod hatzibur at all. The chol tzibur, you mochel in, whatever mashem, when it's baleh, they'll be mochel. So what did Chazal gain by setting up a sort of decorum, an order, by calling certain things improper to the Kavod HaTzibur? I think it's Tzibur, that Bala will be Mocha. The two Dinas Yisrael Aguda Aguda, that means some communities will do, some communities won't do. This community is Mocha, this community is not Mocha. Tzibur is a Yimcho, but Tzibur is a Lo Yimcho. And a Vadai Ein B'yodem Limcho, Lacha Tachanet Tachanet. No right to figure, has not no right to be to undo at a whim the honor of the community. which Hazara has said, so as a considered a part of the Tzibur. The Pach agrees that the Dieber of the Shabbat Pach, the Tzibur, that's not in a win. Your back is against the wall. Under those cases, the Dieber of the Shabbat Pach, you have no choice.
Right.
But if it's not your back, it's not against the wall. You want to be Mocha because you like this kid's voice. Or, says the Pach, you want the women to get Elias? You want them to get Elias, not to force them to, but you want it. He says, if we do that, then Chazal's, whatever Chazal said about covenant secrets, then it's going to go by the wayside, and that doesn't make sense. That's the bottom. So it says, not only by a case of a kid being involved in the law, but in all cases of covenant secrets, says the Pach, it can't. The community cannot be both. Let's move on to another one. Everybody with me? The Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef seems to take the opposite position. Ulefi Masha Katu HaRashba VaRambam Im Ratzu HaTzibu Limchol Al Kvodam Mirash HaRashut VaYadam. A Tzibur has complete control over its covenant Tzibur. So we will see. Even to the point that Tzitzit has Aval HaRosh Katav, the Rosh wrote, Cloud Island, Mashma Sha'afafi Sha'atzibah Mochlim Al Kvodam, in the Matthew. From the Rosh it seems that even if the Tzibah wants to be Mochlim, they shouldn't appoint a kid. Now he doesn't say about anything else. He's talking about a kid davening, but you can't appoint a kid to be about you. What? The Bach was after the Beit Yosef. Bach was 50 years after the Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef doesn't stop. Pre-Chadosh. The Pre-Chadosh seems to side also with the more lenient spirit. Because the hell of the Sefer Pach, the Chol Hechad, the Tachni, and the Tnei Kabbal at Sibur, Lo Mahani Mekhira Sibur. The Pach seems to imply that wherever Sibur, did you want to use the Russian? I apologize. No, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. The hell of the Sefer Pach, okay? The Chol Hechad, the Ketani, that they cover the Tzibur, although Mahani Mephila Tzibur. Never, the Bakel never, can never set aside. It's Minyan Yelah. You can understand it. The Armin and the Perkin and Zakin ain't for him the Chumashim that they cover the Tzibur. Part of a Beit Yosef is in Kof Magero, Shem Ratzu HaTzibur Limchol HaFodam Kovim Bo. The Beit Yosef himself seems to write, this is a matter of, I told you that there are minor opinions about this combustion business. I don't want to go into the discussion. But he says, the Baksim, but the Beis Yosef himself seems to imply that if the Tzibur wants to be local, that's going to convene people from Lachamish. And I told you that that was the one exception. The Beis Yosef agrees that that's not an exception. I agree. What I told you was, the consensus, I'll be passing my love. But the Beit Yosef says that if the Tzibur wants to be Mocha, it's going to be coming from Mochamish too. And it's a major, major, I said it, it's a major Machlokas. And I really don't want to get into that so here. Because it's so, okay? But the, so he says, you see the Beit Yosef say. Now comes the Churizav. The Churizav says, right. So what seems to be the Beit Yosef. We have two positions. The position of the Bach, you can never be Mochel and Covenant Tzibur. Position of what seems to be the Beit Yosef and the Pre-Chadosh, that you can always be Mochel and Covenant Tzibur. Let's read now the Taz. The Taz writes, the Vada Covenant Tzibur who quote Shema. Now when it comes to appointing your shots, the Bach is right. The Bach, you should understand that the Bach is the Taz is father. Is when it comes to appointing the shots, can't point here, it's to be a shot. It's my father was. The father covered a tzibur who quote Shemayim. Covered a tzibur there is not from the covered of the tzibur, but about the honor of the of heaven. Shemit kavnim lechvor Hashem yibor b'shatz. Shehu roi liot melitz barakol negdo yibora. It's shameful for the community in representation of God. It's shameful for the God. This is the type of messenger you send to God. Alavad shalom ha'ani mechila b'dvorim eilu shenogin b'kavod shamayim. The one covered at Sibur affects heaven. It's a question of representation before God. It's a covered shamayim, how you present yourself before God. It's a busha before God. I call you, whoa, not even a community. But if it's community, only community center, like rolling the Sefer Torah, that would seem to be all right. Now that distinction, which is inherent in the Taz, he doesn't say it. He's focusing on Shaliach Tzibur. The Machzor HaShekel says explicitly. The Machzor says it was Simon Kuf Mem Daled, Mashmei Mem Magen Avraham, Mitzav Shnei Adar Megaram, Shebeglila HaTzibur Yacholim Kuf. The Magen Avraham seems to apply, and that's what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah too, that a Tzibur can be Mochon Latzkava when it comes to rolling. Filu B'Simon Nun Gimel, when it comes to Simon Nun Gimel, which deals with what? Pointing a child, a 13-year-old, to be a Shaliach Tzibur, Mashal Shekesh LaTzibur, and Yecholim Limchol. So there's a contradiction. How do I resolve this contradiction in the Magen Avraham himself? So answers the Machzor HaTzibur, Mikomagum Lefi, Mashal Kedav Abach, Vatasham, Dehainu Tama, Shalom Ahari Mechila Adam. Why doesn't Mechila help by appointment of a 13-year-old? The Loman Michalat and the Ein Zemishim covered Tzibur Greda, because it's not only an issue of covered Tzibur, but the Nogela covered Hamakom Yitbarach. She'osim at Tzibur Shluchim Kela, they may point such messengers, Beinam Lavein Hamakom Yitbarach, between themselves and God, they came at the Shab. Now everything comes out all right. There's no contradiction. There are two types of covered Tzibur, says the Machzor HaShekel. There's a covered Tzibur, which is to the community itself proper. And that big tzibur seems to have a right to be loved. Says the Machzor HaShekel, it's the beauty of submission to God, the tzibur of the head. Okay, so now we have now three positions. Right? Yes, no, and maybe. Sometimes. Yes, no, and sometimes. Okay, now we have another sheet, is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham himself says something very tricky. For me, come and come, the Menei Kavod HaTzibur. I think this is in New Gimel, in the minor. The Meratzo HaTzibur, the Kol HaKfodam, the Rashoim, they're allowed to. Okay, notice what he says here. The Meratzo HaTzibur, the Kol HaKfodam, talking about pointing, can a 13-year-old be a Shul HaTzibur? Rashoim, they're allowed to. Avon Mimah Shekotah Basamu. Shelo yitmana mepi atzibur, from what it says on, that the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that he should not be appointed by the tzibur, mashma afilu atzibur mochlin asir. The tzibur, even if the tzibur is mochlin, they're not allowed to. The ken katav abach, vayin kreis yosef. And it says that the ken katav abach, that your tzibur can't be mochlin on its cover. Va'ayin beis yosef, and look in the beis yosef, which seem to imply that the tzibur can be mochel on its kavod against the Bach, when they come from the chachila, aimless. Now notice what he's done here. Now we have a fourth position. He says, mitzad adin, a tzibur really can be mochel. But the chachila really should do it is, when are you mochel? The tzibur has a right to be mochel. When are you mochel? When you have. Stam balach had to be mochel. If you have no choice, you're mochel. If you're forced to do it, you're mochel. Now, this becomes a very tricky question. Now, I'm going to throw something out that I want you to keep in mind. What does it mean you have to do it with that? You only have one Sefer Torah, right? suppose you're going to have to leave to go to the community. Suppose the mother might be sick. Suppose the mother might be sick. You don't want to. You're just giving them a little bit of a child. I'll give you a lot of cases, communal cases, you know, that will make a soaps. I mean, cases, if you have cases, or I would say, you know, you have a community of both, that all the husbands got together, all the wives got together, and they were giving them a little. Is that a lechatchila case, or is that beginning? How strong is the rabbi have to stand for? According to the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says that this is a lechatchila case. The Chathchila covenant seeker is there, it's on the books. You shouldn't set aside unless your back's against the wall. Does that have to be back against the wall inherently? That's exactly what I have no simple solution. And I don't know, but I think this is
what I could see, like, in the States, in some community out west, you know, that they say, if you know, women don't get on the yoga, you're going to go to the circus.
I'm sure they do that. Said, if you're going to push me, if you're going to make this an issue of, you know, the Orthodox conservative, my principles, I'm selling myself cheap. So the question is, it's not a simple question. And in a case like that, you're doing it. It's got to weigh how much community, you know, rise in this situation. How much the future of Israel. For some case, certain values are faster. So I mean, this is not related at all. I just give you a feeling. Need a gut a little bit with a lot of common sense, a lot of experience. We have a case of cycling all the time. You know, in 1950s, Jewish Orthodox communities were running for service. But I want you to know the famous, right, that if you had asked for a Soloveitchik, you read the Tshuva very carefully. If the case was to have separate seating, some of it you might not have said that's the end of the world. They have kept separate seating, it's worth, if it's mixed use, it's a kind of thing. It's also a question is that the community always had separate seating, and that's what we come to. It's not the take out from the pizza. It's all in there. It's a different connotation for this. It's like a battle against halach. I mean, you need a mechitza. There's no question about it. The question is, right, the mechitza was never there. That's the given situation. Take the mechitza out as a battle against halach. I guess you're fighting the tide that's going from Orthodox. Even though I know there was some eventually, a lot of people governments in communities where there was no machine in separate city. And that's what community conservative movement was like. So it was an issue about taking out the machine to get to a situation where the eventually Abai would have allowed in the first place, but nevertheless before taking out the machine, because he felt that taking out the machine, you gotta fight with the male because it's gonna change our tax and so it's very interesting. You have to weigh these questions. What are the battles? What are the battles? And what battles are they fight? We're not.
Yeah. Last year, when we did the
I'm saying. No. I want you to know something. Let me do it before
you came out, I mean, and somebody said, okay, bottom line,
I think that that's exactly what I'm saying.
And he said,
No, I'm saying exactly the same thing. No. First of all, I want you to understand something. We've been together a long time. We've learned a lot of halacha, tremendous amount of halacha. My feeling in this room is that your understanding and commitment to halacha on all these issues is much greater than it was a year. My feeling is that I can be a lot more honest about how I feel now than I was a year. That's pretty good. So if my guard is down, it's to your point. Secondly, I think that I'm saying exactly what I'm saying. That is, I'm saying that this, the decision, whether this is a Lakhachila case or the Vienna case, is very much a question of public policy.
Okay,
it's a different question. There was only a question. All right, yeah. Exactly what we've been implying all along. The cover of Tzibur Bazeh who covered Shemayim. I kind of show the mashmid shebezet dafka who covered Shemayim. The ilu b'makom acher covered at zibur ainu covered at Shemayim. The chen covered at Mishnah Berurah ve'ain at zibur yachol limchol for them ba'zeh. So you see the Mishnah Berurah too is making a distinction between two types of covenant tzibur. It's covenant tzibur towards the community and covenant tzibur towards the community itself, covenant tzibur which represents the covenant Kodesh Baruch Hu. We'll continue a little bit more on this and then we'll get into a couple of other questions. Yes? The rug at a wedding is not what a referee aided. That's correct. The rug is merely a referee.